This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There was a protest march of thousands today in Russia's far eastern city of Khabarovsk for the third straight weekend, a demonstration aimed at President Vladimir Putin. The crisis centers on this month's detention of the popular regional governor, Sergei Fergal, on murder charges, allegations he denies. Supporters say Fergal's arrest was politically motivated, that he's being punished for defeating a candidate from Putin's United Russia Party in 2018. There was more street violence in the city of Portland, Oregon, on the west coast of the United States overnight. Once again, it was centered at a downtown federal courthouse where a coalition of some 3,000 demonstrators tossed fireworks at the building and scuffled with federal agents who used tear gas against them. The Trump administration has sent a federal force into Portland, which he says will protect U.S. buildings. Local officials have objected to the intervention. The Federal Protective Service cleared the area of protesters after declaring an unlawful assembly. There was heavy security today outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu. American staff members inside face a deadline in 2 days to leave the country. China yesterday ordered the facility in Sichuan province to shut down in response to a U.S. demand that Beijing close its consulate in Houston, Texas. The actions have heightened tensions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the Houston consulate a hub of Chinese spying. As was the case in Houston, the U.S. mission in Chengdu was given 72 hours to get its people out. Reuters reports that dozens of countries have seen record single-day increases in coronavirus infections over the past week, about double the number of the previous week. It notes there are new outbreaks being reported every day. Ukraine is an example. It's confirmed another 1,100 COVID infections within a 24-hour period, the highest daily toll since late June. Health Minister Maxim Stepanov says 205 people have been hospitalized and told an online briefing it means their lives are under threat. This is VOA News. Vietnam today is back on high alert for COVID-19 after health authorities in the central city of Da Nang detected the first locally transmitted case in 3 months. Vietnam has yet to record a single coronavirus death. Singapore's 68-year-old Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong today named a largely unchanged cabinet following an election year win this month. Lee said because of the pandemic, he may delay his plan to step down. The prime minister said, quote, a lot will depend on how events unfold, and all I can say is I will see this through. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, has confirmed 357 new COVID infections overnight, up from 300 yesterday. Recent flare-ups have raised anxieties in the country. Melbourne, Australia's second largest city, is under a six-week lockdown. Australia's coronavirus case count is approaching 14,000 at a cost of 145 lives so far. The worldwide pandemic numbers from Johns Hopkins University, nearly 15.8 million corona cases and over 640,000 fatalities. The United States recorded more than 1,000 virus deaths for the fourth straight day yesterday. Total cases across the U.S. have risen to 4.1 million with 145,000 deaths. The numbers are being driven in large part by COVID surges in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. Between them, those states have recorded almost 1.4 million infections and more than 46,000 deaths. Yesterday, Florida alone reported 12,000 new cases. Congress is struggling to produce a new pandemic economic relief bill under the pressure of a deadline for the end to current law, which provides enhanced unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who have either lost their jobs or been furloughed since the COVID outbreak began. Democrats would like to extend a $600 a week bonus. Republicans want that number cut down to around $400. Arguing it is important to avoid making unemployment more profitable than going back to work. A Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military to gain a U.S. work visa has been arrested and jailed in California. 37-year-old Yuan Tang is expected to appear in federal court Monday. The Justice Department charges she and three other scientists living in the U.S. lied about their status as members of the People's Liberation Army. Australia has joined the United States in arguing that Chinese territorial claims in the South China Sea do not comply with international law. In a declaration filed at the United Nations, Australia said it rejected China's maritime claims around contested islands in the South China Sea as being inconsistent with the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. And this is VOA News.